Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, I'm just going to leave it right here. It says, is there anything that is more Wiggy than the fact that talk to text doesn't work for him?
Don't work?
It could be the operator that is causing the problem. I mean,
simple things.
We get to hear you talk all the time on this show, and the confusion may lie with the talker, not necessarily the text machine.
Be home in 10 minutes. You want me to pick something up from Market Basket? That thing comes up. I'm like, what?
Well, it self corrects into threesome for some reason.
I don't know what it does.
I don't know why.
Can't even get Alexa to play simple Sade.
Really?
I'm wondering if talk to text has a word limit.
Nope, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
You gotta talk, man. If you don't talk, nobody will hear you, Curtis.
You have a problem with Alexa? You can't get Alexa to work?
Sometimes Alexa has a hard time understanding the name. I could be,
What you should be doing is just tell Alexa to play 93.7 WEEI. That's the best way to listen to this show.
Yep.
One of the best. I mean, there's a million different ways, but Alexa's pretty good on that. So, all right. Real quick on the new Meta glasses. This is Mike on the Cape. What's up, Mike?
How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. My wife bought me a pair of those things for my birthday a couple months ago, and those things are incredible. I think you guys would love them.
Define incredible.
It's a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. They have like 12 different styles. You put the thing on, you sync it to your phone. I have Spotify. The music that comes into your ears from the side of these things, nobody else can hear it. It's incredible sound.
Oh,
you look
cool.
At somebody, somebody speaks Spanish and you're talking to them and you say, Meta, turn around, interpret. It speaks the language back into your earphones. It's incredible. Like, take photographs. If somebody calls you and says, okay, it picks up the phone and you talk through your glasses. You don't have to do anything hands-on. It's pretty unbelievable.
Okay,
and these are $300.
What are you doing with your hand? Like, what were you unable to do when your hands were answering the phone? Like, what is it that you're doing with your hands?
Nothing. It's synced to your phone. So when you call me, say you call me up and said, hey, how you doing? I would say, pick up the phone with my language. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you appear in my ears and the glasses. It's unbelievable.
You know what does all that except the pictures? AirPods.
No, they don't translate.
The new ones do.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, the new ones. The new ones, not only do they translate,
you can do a head gesture.
You can speak. You can speak your language, and then it'll translate to your phone, and then you could just show the person, and it'll give it to them in their language. The new AirPods, look at the new AirPods. They do all that stuff. You can have a legit conversation with somebody who speaks another language. They might be telling you, and then you say something, hold up your phone, and then it writes on the phone in their language so they understand what you're saying.
How do you know if you're at work and somebody has them on? How do you know if they're paying attention in a meeting or they're watching a movie? Like, you have no idea, right?
So I don't think they give you the movie element. My thing, my concern is, how do you know they're not recording you?
Right.
That's where I'm creeped out about the sunglasses. Because you could just be having a regular conversation with somebody. How do I know that that person's not recording my every move?
Huh.
At least with a phone, they have to hold it up in front of you.
Yeah.
That's why I don't trust those.
But you say you feel like you're being watched at all times.
Right,
now.
But there's a difference of being watched than when you're hanging out with your boys having a good time. And
those aren't your boys.
Well,
they're recording you.
But it might be somebody just standing in the background. Mm. You could tell when somebody got their phone up versus somebody just standing there like,
All right. Anyway, let's get the rest of the news done here.
If I may, let's do some affiliate news.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with our friends in Rhode Island. Providence police say Christopher Cherry, a Warwick man, turned himself in after he was accused of attacking a ref at a youth basketball game on Saturday. Police say that Cherry first punched an organizer, Isaiah Fuller, in the face. Fuller said he removed himself and his team from the gym before Cherry allegedly pulled out a knife and swung at a ref.
Jesus. What is wrong with parents?
They're losing their mind.
Yeah, okay.
We can hear from Providence Mayor Brett Smiley on WPRI.
Yeah, it was a really disturbing video and obviously an unacceptable act of violence. We're not youth involved, but nevertheless, it's behavior that should not be acceptable and will not be tolerated.
Yeah, I view parenting, I'm an amateur, but I really view it basically, the only thing I can do is ruin things. Like, stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Let them figure it out. Be the guardrails. But, like, these parents should lose they should lose custody of their child. They should be barred from any youth event of any kind for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And they should be publicly shamed.
Well, he made it sound like it wasn't kids and it was a men's league.
No, he said youth weren't involved, like, in front of
kids. Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's Rhode Island affiliate news.
And then we're going to go to Maine because a mom in Maine, and Shime's going to hate this one, is suing the developer behind some of the most popular video games for kids. It's an 83-page lawsuit that was filed this week in U.S. District Court. The mom, Casey Henderson, claims that the makers of these games added features they knew would be addictive without implementing safety features. She is suing the makers of Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft. We can hear from her attorney, Brett Dwight Baber, on WMTW.
They have intentionally built these psychological devices into their games to, you know, get kids playing constantly. The more the better. And they profit off of it. And this is a billion-dollar industry with a capital B.
Are you going to sue candy bar companies for making candy delicious or chip companies for making chips delicious? Like, what are we doing?
Well,
this
is asinine. I'm guessing it's along the lines of the tobacco lawsuits. That's what they're trying to say.
Because they aim towards children.
And you become addicted to it.
Yeah.
So,
it's a video game. You know what you can do? Tell your kid you're not playing video games.
That's it.
If that's what you want to do as a parent, you can do that.
And I thought it might have been because some of them have the games where you can buy skins and then the parents look it up at their credit card statement.
It's not even the gambling stuff.
Yeah, you know, where you buy and stuff. But yeah, Shime's right. Just take the game away from your kid and be like, all right, you got an hour to play. After an hour, go in there and shut it down.
Apparently this mom didn't read or listen to our news report last week about the fact that kids that are playing video games actually do much better in the workforce.
Make more money.
But you're the parent. I don't get it. You're the parent. You're in charge. Take it away.
The preventative measures.
You got the freaking game for them in the first place.
That is true.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
It's nuts.
Well, if they just played Pokemon like me, they'd be fine.
Like locked in a convertible.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Can we wrap the week up with acrobatic? Every week on this show, we are fortunate to be able to experience the pure artistic talent of our friend acrobatic. And here this week, with everything that happened around these parts in sports, is the weekly wrap up.
I love watching sports. Come on. In life, it ain't no small wins. Of course, we're going to celebrate beating the Dolphins. Who cares that they won ugly? And at times, they made the NFL look like rugby. We won it without Gonzalez. On a field goal by Perales. Yep. Both of them about to get dollars. It started off when they got knocked down 9 times and they got up 10. They ran back a punt. We ran back a kick. And now Miami fans are starting to feel sick. Listen to me so you're hearing me clearly. There's no Aaron Rodgers conspiracy theory. I think that Vrabel's the realest. And him and Drake May is about to go off on the Steelers. I know that it ain't that deep, but it seemed like each week the Red Sox trying not to get sweet. Alex Cora's on the hot seat, surely. Last game he took out early, too early. They've been sucky for days. They almost got swept by the Yankees and then by the A's. Yo, he's front office guys, man. They some funny dudes. Get that bag, cause Alex Bregman's ready to make their money moves. Go! The Guardians are not to be slept on. Yes, congrats out to Cardi and Stefan. Do we got our own celebrity rivals? Pats vs. Chiefs in the AFC title? Yo, Cardi, this Swift, go get her. We get blown out, but your music's better. Turn it up!
Pretty good.
The Cardi B track in the back, he's just so smart with everything
he
does.
Is. He really is.
Yeah. I'm surprised you weren't a little bit hot at the last line that he dropped that, you know, Cardi's better.
Oh, then
Taylor Swift.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
We had to choose.
I love acrobatics. So.
Yeah, he's talented.
Hey, Steph, did you know that beat was Cardi B?
I heard about it.
Okay.
I heard it. That is an A-plus answer.
Boy, that is. Hey, there's some splaining to do when somebody gets home. Either Cardi or Steph got splaining to do.
I heard about it.
Because Cardi was like, oh, I just had, I'm pregnant by my boyfriend, Steph Diggs. And then Steph was like, I heard about it. So he's either.
He has the explaining to do, I believe. Because then she hosted the fourth hour of the Today Show with Jenna Bush Hager. And she was raving about Stephon Diggs. Right. Like, that she's into football now. She's yelling at her TV. Right. Like, she's all in.
Or she might have splaining to do. Because he might be like, when did I say we were an item?
I heard about it.
Well, I mean, they're pregnant with child. Like, I would assume that means you're an item.
Well, I mean,
Craig, come on, Greg. That means you're an item.
Cardi B's not sitting down with Gayle King and then hosting the Today Show and without a clear understanding of what their relationship is titled.
Why? They're just like anybody else. Maybe she thinks it's more than he does. That's why I said somebody got splaining to do.
I heard about it.
Or, like, you might be right. He got splaining to do because if you know you're an item, why are you shying away from it?
I think he's dealing with, paternity test stuff with other people, and I think he just wanted to avoid talking about it. I think that everything is fine between he and Cardi. That's what I want to believe. That's
a little bit of wish casting, but there I like it for you.
I like it. Yeah.
By the way, doesn't this scream for Maury Povich?
Like, yes, it does.
Who do you think was the producer that thought that up about bringing people on with the same woman all doing a dance to see if they are the father?
You are not the father. Dudes be doing backflips.
Yeah.
Maury Povich made like $700 million off paternity tests.
Yeah, there's some issues going on with Steph Diggs right now and you know, his, you know, babies that could be on the way or alleged baby.
I heard about it.
There's a societal theory that points to those kinds of television programs as being the very start of the downfall of our entire civilization.
Classless. Maury and
Jerry.
Like, yeah. Like I used to watch those shows religiously.
Abhorrent.
Some people blame it all on Jerry. They say up until the point where Jerry was on, people were nice to each other. People got along. And then all of a sudden, you got women that are fighting each other over who the baby is and who the daddy is and all that.
You might be right. Jerry Springer might be the originator of that.
You think it's all on Jerry Springer?
Yeah, because think about it. Before that, it was Oprah, Phil Donahue. What was the lady's name?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Rosie?
Rosie
O'Donnell?
On Fox, there was a
lady with the short hair before Sally Jesse with the glasses.
Ricky Lake?
No.
Ricky Lake, that's it.
Not Ricky Lake, before with the glasses, the old blonde-headed lady.
Oh, the one who's still on?
Who are you talking about? Dr. Ruth? Or?
No.
I don't know who you're talking about.
This was right around Maury.
Was this the person that had an error in the second inning?
Yeah, come on.
Sam Marino?
He's suggesting that second Trevor Story error yesterday should have been charged to Dr. Ruth.
Nancy Grace?
Twitch, help us out. Short hair, wore the glasses, was on during the Phil Donahue Oprah days.
Jones?
Not Jenny Jones. What was her name?
Sally Jesse?
That is. I've already said it. Sally Jesse Raphael had short hair, a talk show.
Oh, did she?
And glasses.
Okay.
God, you don't listen.
Oh, you are right, Curtis. I'm sorry about that. I am sorry.
Yeah. But some people say up until that point.
You're right.
Things were going pretty good in this country.
Because they had those talk shows.
Everybody got along.
Right. I'd agree with that.
There was some decency. And then from there, it was all downhill.
When we skipped school, we used to watch Jerry Springer. But yeah, you're sorry.
Classless.
You were right about Sally.
No need to say sorry. Sally,
Jesse. But that was, before that, that was like, you know, there was wild stuff going on, but there was
no
fighting.
Wild. It was like Mike Douglas, and he had some guy who could play the trombone through his butt or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. It was like, it wasn't like controversial and angry.
Like Farrakhan was on there, and then people were like, no. And then Jerry just came with the strippers, the little people.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it was classic.
It was the strippers that did it. All right. That is an excellent weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic, and we are fortunate to have him as a part of this show, and we're very lucky. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their last against the A's 5-3, the final after Oakland jumped out to a 3-1 start in the first inning. Brian Baio went four innings, giving up three runs on five hits while striking out three. So that magic number to clinch a wild card spot stays at 8. The guys now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays tonight. 7:35 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bills take down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, a closer game than most expected, ending 31-21 after the teams went to the locker room at halftime, tied at 14. And your Patriots are gearing up for their Week 3 matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. So what does that mean, the football show on Sunday? What time does that kick off on for Shime?
We will be on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
There you go. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at Subaru of New England. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's Alex Cora pregame yesterday. That was brought up earlier. He doesn't get involved in the hitting. Mechanics when it comes to hitting at all.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Like, all right, maybe I'll give you a pass on Bregman because he's been in the league a long time, and you know. But the younger guys, you didn't have to be a great hitter to give them some insight on, you know, what you could do well or what you might be doing wrong. So, yeah, that's kind of one. I hope he doesn't feel that way with all his players.
I think he said he does. That's the way. Yeah, that's his approach. He doesn't get into the mechanics.
That's an issue. That's like Vrabel saying, you know, yeah, I only caught a few passes, so I don't really help out the wide receivers.
It is unbelievable that the Red Sox, only the Red Sox, by the way, like this great feel-good season. Mm. Every time you've made the point, Greg, it has been spot on. You hit a game like the Sunday night against the Yankees where you're about to be swept. There was that final game in Philly, if you remember, that they salvaged the game in that series. Like, there's been certain games over the course of the season where you are ready to fully jump off, and they win, bring you back in. But the A's outplayed them in all three games. The A's season's been over for weeks. You're sitting here at home, 1 o'clock start at Fenway Park, and you're listless. Like, it looks like it's a split squad game in March. Like, I'm sorry. Anybody who thinks Cora is back without question if they don't make the playoffs is smoking whatever Wiggy was at 5:30 this morning.
Well, and you can't just rely on pitching. And certainly you can't do that if you're, you know, looking at Crochet and then the question mark afterwards. You know, and that was really disappointing yesterday from baby Pedro. Like, I don't know that you can count on him.
In the Maury Povich theme, can we say that Pedro is not the father?
Yeah. But if they make the postseason, aren't you more confident in their pitching than their hitting?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
But just barely. Like, I mean, Giolito, last few outings, not so great. Baio, last few outings, not so great. I mean, you're going to get to see, you know, this weekend, you're going to get to see Connolly early on Sunday. He's been good the last two outings, but that's just too small sample size. Kyle Harrison tomorrow, yes.
I'm just talking about the
good outing last time.
The main three. Like, if going into the postseason, I feel a lot more confident that the main three can go six innings or more and only let up three runs, where I don't feel confident that the offense.
But you may be in a situation where you have to have Garrett Crochet last game of the season with Detroit. You have to have him pitch that on short rest because you got to win to get in.
Right.
Then you turn around. And
then you might have to.
Like, oh my God.
You might have to figure out.
Oh, I don't want. Sorry, Curtis. No, I don't want to.
It's just like awful. I just. And the other thing is, like, you watch what this team is able to do. It's not that they don't hit it all or get guys on base. They get guys on base all the time. They just leave them there. Like, the base is loaded, nobody else. What night was that? I can't even keep it together.
That was a couple times.
That was game one against the Athletics.
Right.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Awful.
Or Monday night, whatever it was.
Whatever the hell.
That's why
they had the night off in there. It was Tuesday night.
Yeah. That's why what I would do as a manager, I would hit Trevor Story in the four hole because if I could get, let's call it Duran or Bregman, if I hit Duran in the two spot or Bregman in the two spot, Duran in the three or Duran at one and figure out who else you're going to put up there. I feel more confident in Story being able to clean up than getting him on base and having nobody being able to drive him in.
All right. Well, very important series this weekend. You can talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can hear it all weekend long on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And on the line now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet. Weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and on the Odyssey app. Here is Nick Costos. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? I'm great. To be fair to Alex Cora, it's hard to focus on hitting when your primary focus is cheating. So I just wanted to, I wanted to throw him a mulligan because when you're focused on cheating and figuring out what other, like an insignia and stealing signals and garbage cans and things of that nature, you can't always focus on batting stances and swings and barrel rate and all this nonsense. So I wanted to, extend an olive branch to my guy, Alex Cora.
Well, the Red Sox weren't the ones using the funky bats earlier this season.
Which turned out to be like the non-story of all non-stories. Just saying.
All right. Well, we got Pat's Steelers on Sunday, Nick. Where are you leaning when it comes to wagering on this?
It's a fascinating game, right? Steelers defense has been so bad to start the year in both games. And it's pretty stunning because it's the most expensive defense in the league. And these players are all older, and they've been in this scheme, so many of them, for many years, and it's stunning how bad that it's been for the Steelers' defense. And they're also not healthy. Like, the injury report yesterday was really bad. Like, that Joey Porter might not play in this game. That's a huge loss at the cornerback position. Deshaun Elliott might be out. Alex Highsmith has a high ankle sprain, so he's going to be out, like, 4 to 6 weeks for the Steelers. But on the flip side for the Patriots, like Christian Gonzalez, and maybe you guys have more info than me, I feel like it's 50-50 he plays.
Yeah, 50-50.
Carlton Davis popped up on the injury report also. This feels to me like I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened. And I know I said this last week with the Patriots. I did end up betting the Patriots last week against Miami, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Steelers won this game by 10 and the defense all of a sudden figures it out. I wouldn't be shocked if Drake May has a huge game. And I will say a prop that I do like right now at price. We will go to Kayshawn, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. That's Georgia rapper Bubba Sparks, for those keeping score at home. His receiving yards prop is 35.5. I'll go over on Kayshawn booty rocking everywhere. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots have an offensive explosion in this game and really lay it on a Steelers defense again that has been massively disappointing to start the year. So what I can tell you guys is, out of all the people I talk to and respect that bet, whether on air on You Better You Bet or off air privately, pretty much everyone likes the Patriots and thinks this is a WTF game, wrong team favored. And the Patriots should be a small favorite. The Steelers are a small favorite. I will likely be on the sidelines here. I'll play some props. I wouldn't be shocked if anything happened.
Nick, I don't think I'm going to bet that game because it makes me too nervous. But we did just pay our down payment for a house today. So I need to make some money this weekend.
Sick humble brag.
Thank you. So I need to make some money. I need your lock, an absolute lock.
Well, those don't exist, so I'll try to do my best here. So this could be NFL or college football, right?
I guess you guys want something. I just want NFL.
Or Hi-Li.
All right, let's, when I lived in South Florida, everyone loves Hi-Li. Like, I don't even understand what it is. Okay, best bet for this weekend. Courtney, you're in luck, because my show sponsor and one of my employers, shout out to them, BetMGM. We want everyone to make it legendary. BetMGM is the people's sports book, and you can make it legendary right now by betting a number that is wildly off market. Because at most sports books, the Denver Broncos are a 2.5-point road underdog at the LA Chargers this weekend. BetMGM is going to allow you to bet a 3. Now, it's an expensive 3, minus 120, but I think that will prove to be very valuable. I think the Broncos are going to win on Sunday in Los Angeles against Justin Herbert and the Chargers, but if you want to play it safe, take plus 3 with Denver. This will be, and I know they played the Chiefs in week one in Brazil, the Chiefs' defense is not good. It's not been, the Eagles' impotent offense made it look better last Sunday. This will be the best defense that Justin Herbert's faced. I think the Broncos are better than the Chargers. Broncos plus 3 would be my favorite bet of the week.
And you did get, if I'm correct, I think you got a little bit of little inside information on the Broncos from Tom Brady. Is that correct?
I don't know that Tom Brady would ever talk to me.
Where do you?
It would be pretty cool.
Where do you stand on whether or not he should be allowed to continue with his television role?
Well, I look at things. I'm very honest about this, right, Greg? I don't know if you're honest about this.
Yeah.
But I am. I'm a massive narcissist.
I don't know about massive.
Are there levels to narcissism? Like, you are either a narcissist or you're not.
I mean, I do like myself. I mean,
you talk for a living. And you're a camera for a living.
You have a show named after you.
You're all narcissists.
And a bunch of recipes. Greg's Easy Chicken.
I look at things purely from a selfish perspective. I find the Brady stuff to be massively entertaining. It doesn't bother me at all. I just think, like, NFL head coaches have come out this week and have all said, like, there's nothing he's really going to be able to glean. You think, like Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. Like, you don't think he just turn on the film and immediately diagnose what every team is doing? Like, he needs someone to tell him what they're doing? Like, come on. So I think it's much – it was really – like, let's be fair. It was awful optics on Monday night that he's in the Raiders coaching booth with a headset on.
Yeah.
Like, if no one saw that happen, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. It was terrible optics. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think he's been much better this year in the booth than he was last year. I think he's going to continue to get better. I don't really care about the story at all. Just my opinion.
Yeah. And in your defense, some of the narcissism stuff may stem from the height issue.
Oh,
well, where does yours come from then?
His is the fat issue.
Why, Nick, you short?
Oh,
is
yeah.
he a short king?
Oh, he's a short king, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
I'm like 5'8".
Oh, damn. Courtney, I like you.
You're not 5'8". We've met.
You met him before? Oh,
yeah. Literally, it's on my driver's license. It says it. You've never even seen me in person. I'm not saying I'm tall.
So it's he's like 5'6"?
It's like 5'6" on a good day.
Oh,
like,
damn.
If he's got lifts. Do you wear lifts in the shoes or no?
I don't know. Are you on Ozempic? Because I got to tell you, I've done pretty well for myself with my height. You're still kind of chubby, buddy.
Well, Greg
does, sessions with Trainer Dan.
Greg does say he's 6 feet tall.
I don't know. I don't know what Trainer Dan's charging you, but you might want to pay him a little bit more, Greg.
Nick, you met Greg. He says he's 6 feet. Is that true?
I've never met Greg.
Yeah, we met one time.
When did we meet?
Early on, when you first started here, we met. There was
a tremendous lie. Like, I've never met you.
Oh, wow.
I would say it. I don't care. I'm not tall. That's fine.
Yeah.
All we got to do a big, like, family dinner, you know?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Across our Sunday dinner?
I want Nick. I want him to come up here and do a whole live show with us.
Yeah, that'd be classic.
That'd be great.
I bet you would enjoy that.
I would. Of course I would.
Bet
all right, Chime. Are there any other games you're of it?
Yeah, Nick mentioned the impotent offense of
by
the
Philadelphia. By the way, I'm not 5'8". That's true. I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting closer.
Nick mentioned the impotent offense of the Eagles. I love the Rams this week getting 3.5. Nick, am I crazy to think that the Rams could even outright win this game?
No, I don't. Are you crazy? No. I think the betting market, Chime, will move in the direction that you say it's going to move in. I think it'll probably close to maybe even like a... like an expensive 2.5 for the Eagles or a cheap 2.5 for the Rams. I'm on the other side of this game, but not at this number. I think the number is going to come down, and I'd like to bet the Eagles at either 3 or -2.5. We'll see where this ends up on Sunday. The Eagles are going to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, just like they did in both meetings against the Rams last year. Now, Shime, I'm sure that your handicap probably revolves around Davante Adams being a difference maker in this game, whereas the Rams, like Cooper Kupp, I think is washed. And even he had a pretty nice game in the playoff game in January in the snow. Davante, I think, should have a pretty good game for the Rams. But I think if you wanted to poke holes in the Rams offense, where you would go is the interior offensive line against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and company. So I think the Eagles' interior pass rush will impact 37-year-old bad back Matthew Stafford. And it's possible that Eagles' offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo is just like Italian Brian Johnson from a few years ago. We'll find out. I think the Eagles' offense will play much better in this game. I like the Eagles, but I want to lay 3 or 2.5, not 3.5. So I do agree with you. If people out there are listening or watching and you agree with Shime, I would bet this game sooner rather than later to make sure you get +3.5 with L.A.
All right, Nick. As always, it is a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wishing everybody minimal what? Sweats winning bets. That's
what?
It? Or
what?
What do you got?
What do you do? There, you have a catchphrase?
Well, I was in the middle of doing it, and you like rudely interrupted me.
Raging narcissist who has a catchphrase. Like, if you're dictating what your own catchphrase
I'm
is.
I'm a massive narcissist. But here's what's funny about this, is you're saying that I'm the one that introduced the topic. Like, you think it hurts my feelings? I'm the one that said it. I am a narcissist. Are you one?
Okay. All right, go ahead. Winning bets, what, no sweat? What do you want here?
Okay, listen, now you're offending my ego by botching my catchphrase, and it's a massive one. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
That is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. We'll be back with Hill Notes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Jones and Keefe on the way momentarily on a Patriots Friday. This week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on. Who do you think? Drake May?
I would say Drake May would be, you know, definitely.
No? It's on the defense, man.
Okay.
Secondary? So
you want to pick the whole secondary then?
Yeah, they've given up back-to-back 300-yard passers. Like, if Aaron Rodgers, a 40-year-old who can barely move, is throwing for 300 yards against you, you are in deep trouble.
Have you not listened to anybody we interview here, especially Robert Splaine? And I think it might have been, who the hell said it, that they were surprised of how good, oh, maybe it was Ninkovich who said how good Aaron Rodgers looks moving around.
Are you sure that wasn't Sally Jesse Raphael?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, that was Splaine saying yeah, it was that Splaine, today when he said he was looking at the film. And,
yeah. And Nico, I said
he was explaining to us about how good Aaron Rodgers is.
He described him as spry, I think.
Yeah. And Courtney, you money for the down payment, the lock of the century, mortal lock, Giants +6.5.
Yes, okay, Curtis, you. I was going to ask him that one too.
Thank you. Wow.
That's where the money is.
That is the expert. That's the sharp pick. I got late word. That is the lock of the year. It's going to be similar, I think, to the Dolphins against the Bills. National TV, Dayball's job is on the line. They're at home. I don't see it being a blowout. I even think the Giants might pull an upset. But 6.5 wow. points, I'll take them.
Giants are going to win.
Wow. Player Spotlight this week brought to you by Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Hill Notes, real quick, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
In defense of Bayo, we never saw Pedro pitch as a baby. So Bayo could be as good, if maybe better than he was.
That's true. All right. Well, I mean, I'm going to be optimistic. They got to get there first, though. Like 2 weeks ago, it was let's who's going to be our fourth starter in the playoffs? Now we just got to get there. Like, I need them to win this game tonight and win this series this weekend.
In honor of this country's 250th birthday, the Red Sox are sucking. The Red Sox are sucking.
Man, it happens a lot. I heard Alex Cora talking about it yesterday, and he went back to 21 and how, you never know what can happen. And remember what happened in 21, but that's 4 years ago. So
what happened in 21?
Well, they were, it was down to the bitter end. And then suddenly look where they ended up. They were in the ALCS.
Who could forget Ken and I live from the Sporting Club watching the Red Sox win against the Nats. The Yankees lose at home. Sox get home field for the one-game playoff on the eve of the Tom Brady-Patriots game.
Big yes.
Night. All right. I didn't know it was that bad going into the 2021 postseason like it is now.
For the winter, you should have a new segment called Hot Cocoa. Shime will select players from opposing teams the Patriots will play, and Coco tries to pronounce their names for the first time and see if she's hot or not. Okay. I think the fans would all enjoy this.
Right. I like that.
I like it. Yeah. Give that a try.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Went and saw Elvis Costello the other night. That was a good show. 71 years old. Man, I got to see these people because I'm getting old. They're getting old, you know. One foot in the grave, the other on a frozen banana peel. Just like the Red Sox.
Well, I think that the Red Sox problem is actually the third starter. Colonel Oily isn't exactly mowing them down. You mean Connolly Early isn't exactly mowing them down? Shut up, child. Why don't you go put your nipple clamps on and get spanked, you pudgy little kink monster?
Well, I think it's Alice Corker's problem. He's what's wrong with the Red Sox.
You mean Alice Cooper, right? Oh, there's another one I gotta go see before we die.
What we sound like?
I think so.
Yeah. The names are difficult.
Right.
Can I tell you?
He Salt Machia.
Uncanny, because when I'm about to laugh in here, he does the laugh. And I'm like, am I listening to myself or am I laughing?
Yeah. Yeah, the names are tough.
The names are always tough.
Yeah, I really threw you for a loop at the beginning of the show there this
morning. There's multiple names. Listen.
Ken is rattled wigs. He was like, what is going on?
There are multiple names, man. I like I told you. My name gets butchered all the time, so I know, and I'm bad when it comes to names, so it is what it is, man.
Wiggy's got me absolutely dying this morning talking about the Hillary Clinton pantsuit. Oh, somebody take that microphone away from Wiggy today, please.
That's what teachers should wear.
Dime. Stop it. We know you're still a virgin, pal, and you wouldn't be looking. You're that nerd.
I don't know what I'm not looking at, but I'm engaged to be married. So
he's
I'm
talking about teachers. The teacher's booty when he was in.
I literally said I was horned up in high school, just like Wiggy did. Like, I get it. But I'm also in a very happy engagement, so I think I'm doing just fine.
That's hell yeah.
I can see my mother. Why you got all these Fs, Ma? It's because of her booty. I can't pay attention.
I can't see straight.
I cannot pay attention.
At your wedding, are you going to have, in lieu of a photo booth, a dungeon?
Thought about it.
Will you consummate in between the ceremony and the reception?
God, of course.
Some people do that.
We don't kiss and tell.
Is that a thing now?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think it's more for, like, the people that are saving themselves for marriage. But, yeah.
Who does that anyways nowadays?
Religious people do.
No, stop it. Would you buy a car if you'd never test drove it?
I certainly would not, but.
Stop it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get married and you'll be like, damn, it's that bad?
Well, that's kind of weird. Where do they do it?
I mean,
like in the limo or something?
Did you ever watch The Duggars?
No.
Like 19 Kids and Counting and stuff? Yeah. One of the Duggar kids in the back of the church in one of those rooms, I believe, did it.
Really?
Yeah.
One place for the Patriots. We never see them.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That's going to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Electric.
It is indeed electric. So is the next show, Jones and Keefe. Very electric.
Let's go Sox!
Yeah. Go Sox.
Go Pats.
Must go Pats. Win. We're back Monday from Gillette Stadium. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving. Fear now we shall return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.